We visited Starbucks' new Reserve location in the Empire State Building. International locations are fueling growth at big chains, and why Restaurant Brands International hired Patrick Doyle. Welcome to RB Daily, a quick look at the industry's top stories from the editors of Restaurant Business. I'm Joe Guskowski, Senior Editor at RB.
And I'm RB Associate Editor Reyna Estrada. The newest Starbucks Reserve opened in New York City's Empire State Building last week, with a space totaling 23,000 square feet spanning three floors. This is the first location to boast a full-service restaurant serving brunch, lunch, and dinner with an adjacent bar, crafting unique cocktails, including four shareable drinks. On the lower level is an innovation bar offering guided tastings as well as an experience lounge hosting interactive workshop. The location honors the iconic Art Deco design of the Empire State Building and showcases local artists.
In this month's roundup of new and notable restaurant openings and closings, the new Tatiana debuted in New York's Lincoln Center, while in Rockefeller Center, the couple behind Atomics and Attaboy are opening a new Korean concept. In Washington, D.C., Enrique Lombardo has opened the new Joy, and on the California coast comes Che Noir by Johnny and Monique Black. Sadly, among closures to come is Manresa in Los Gatos, California, but the restaurant is planning 2 months of celebration of its 20-year run before it closes at the end of the year.
International growth is vital for the country's biggest chains. U.S. brands generated 24% growth outside the U.S. last year, compared to 16% within the U.S., according to RB's sister company Technomic. Several chains, such as McDonald's, KFC, and Burger King, are generating much faster growth internationally than they are in the U.S. The data helped to provide context for the recently concluded Global Restaurant Leadership Conference held in Dubai.
And success in those international markets depends heavily on technology. Cashless payments and artificial intelligence are increasingly prevalent in China, for instance, while other countries are growing more sophisticated in their use of data, and several operating companies proclaim themselves to be digital-first organizations. That said, some countries limit the use of customer data to market directly to them, and third-party delivery remains a money-losing proposition.
Why is Restaurant Brands International hiring Patrick Doyle, the owner of Burger King and Tim Hortons, lured the former Domino's CEO back to the restaurant industry as executive chairman because it is clearly unhappy with its rate of growth? The company's stock price has not kept up with its largest competitors, largely due to struggles at its two biggest brands in their biggest markets, Tim Hortons in Canada and Burger King in the U.S. RBI is betting on Doyle recreating the magic that made Domino's one of the industry's most progressive and successful chains.
And that should do it for today's episode of RB Daily. Subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and get it every weekday. I'm Joe Guskowski.
And I'm Reyna Estrada. Have a great day.